start.
So it should come with some appropriate compensation of some kind or an announcement, because just the apology on its own, I don't think it's proportionate in any way to what has happened. So we're talking about some financial compensation, but also we need to think about the criminal side, the criminal justice of what's happened as well.
Other Indigenous leaders agree that it will not be enough for Pope Francis just to visit Canada. They want him to make an apology and take full acceptance of responsibility for the church's role in the schools. 150,000 First Nations, Métis, and Inuit children were forced to attend the schools. Thousands were abused by a system that was designed to strip them of their culture and language. It's estimated that between 6,000 and 15,000 died while attending the schools. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Thursday, October 28, 2021. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news stories and tips at 971-245-2158. Our remote production team for tonight's newscast includes Althea Billings, Eric Tegadoff, Roz Brown, Mike Moen, and Mark Richardson. The producer is Annette Newell, and our engineer is Otto. Special thanks to Public News Service and Native Voice One. The director of evening news is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Full Lomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Annette Newell. Thank you so much for joining us. All of our KBOO programs, including the evening news, are supported by our members. If you'd like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for Making Contact.
Making contact.
I'm Anita Johnson, and this is Making Contact.
For more than 150 years, Black women have experienced high rates of arrest, conviction, and incarceration in jails and prisons in the United States. Today, Black women represent less than 15% of the female population, but make up 29% of the women's incarcerated population.